The Secret War by Max Hastings.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. This is a book about some of the most fascinating people who participated in the Second World War. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, civilians had vastly diverse experiences forged by fire, geography, economics, and ideology. People who killed each other were the most conspicuous, but in many ways the least interesting. Outcomes were also profoundly influenced by a host of men and women who never fired a shot. While even in Russia months could elapse between big battles, all the participants waged an unceasing secret war, a struggle for knowledge of the enemy to empower their armies, navies and air forces through espionage and code-breaking. Lieutenant General Albert Praun, the Wehrmacht's last signals chief, wrote afterwards of the latter, "All aspects of this modern Cold War of the airwaves were carried on constantly even when the guns were silent." The Allies also launched guerrilla and terrorist campaigns wherever in Axis-occupied territories they had means to do so. Covert operations assumed an unprecedented importance. This book does not aspire to be a comprehensive narrative, which would fill countless volumes. It is instead a study of both sides' secret war machines and some of the characters who influenced them. It is unlikely that any more game-changing revelations will be forthcoming, save possibly from Soviet archives currently locked by Vladimir Putin. The Japanese destroyed...